Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
For this moment now, for a long time, I'm so happy to come. The moment we were able to get this on the schedule, I'll say one thing, and then I'll be quiet. Rabbi Kadosh mentioned in one of the shiurim during the year that as you grow up, you shouldn't stop getting new rebbeim, getting new people in your life. And so, for me, it was a big opportunity to I'm in this room now with my oldest Rebbe, my father, Gershus, my father, with one of my most recently acquired Rebbeim, Rav Glanz, and now, of course, okay, so it's a big honor for me. I did want to say thank you for coming. We brought you a few things. We brought you a hat.
Thank you.
I'll put it back in a second.
Thank you. I love that. La Vie and
Lakewood.
La
Vie.
I like all Yidden belong together. La Vie and Lakewood. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
we know awesome. You're a big.
That's cool.
We know you're a big sports fan.
I like it.
Big Mets fan. So we got you a Mets jersey.
Thank you, man.
Oh, okay. You got a Mets jersey. A little promotion on the side.
I like it.
And last, this is a little bit of a humble brand, but I mentioned that I got you also the receiver. My brother wrote
this. It's on the Sassan
Saparsha.
I want to thank everybody here. I feel this place is amazing. I came last year and fell in love with this place. There's warmth here. There's chiyus of people who are happy to be Yidden. And I met Rav Shulam last year also for a few minutes and fell in love. He's a very special Yid. You can see in a minute an idealistic Yid, a growing Yid, and a lesson to us all of idealism. People, his skill set, he could be doing many, many things, and his decision is to be involved with Yidden, to be involved with our youth. And I just appreciate somebody talented like this, using his talents. I met his wife today, who runs sports leagues. I just think there's so much opportunity for growth in these areas. I want to talk about it a little bit later. I want to talk about that, about sports leagues, about this topic in a few minutes, but I just appreciate Rav Shulam and his family, and I appreciate Meir's here this summer. I feel very at home here. Sarah and I are close, her family, her, for many years, and I just feel very comfortable here and appreciate everybody being here and having me. You come to a camp, there's sports, there's running around, I saw going on, there are a lot of good games going on. I almost feel badly you're stopping and we're sitting and schmoozing, but I want to talk about the sports in a few minutes. So if it'll help facilitate better sports, it will be a good thing. So I want to share, there are a few things on my mind. The first thing I want, whenever you speak somewhere, if you just talk, you wasted your time and other people's time, always speak from the place where you are. What's happening by you? What's going on? And then you're present and you could show up. Otherwise, you could come in, parrot something, and it's just really wasted your time and other people's time. So I want to start that no Yidden can gather, and I don't like repeating myself. In this topic, any Yidden get together now, I believe you're being silly if this is not the first topic. And it has to be said now, I believe there's going to be a Megillah. I don't know. I suspect there's going to be a Megillah written about the times we're in right now. For sure there'll be books. What's gone on in Eretz Yisrael that we're living right now, not to absorb this would be weird, would be very peculiar. And it has to be said, I don't know if you know this, bombs kill people. Like, Yidden might not know this so much. Russia and Ukraine have been fighting a war. Litzarenu, they're human beings. They're human beings, and a human being is precious. The Umais are precious. It's a Mishnah, Chaviv, and Adam. A person is precious. 1 million people. I shouldn't just say the words. Just 1 million people have passed away. 1 million. These are countries that have more money than Eretz Yisrael, more access Russia has more people, more access to wisdom, everything, and yet bombs kill people. And a million people between Russia and Ukraine, somewhere close to that number, you could look it up. It's a crazy number, have perished with Tsarenu, because people get, wars are dangerous. I don't know how to say it better. Iran is a top 20 army in the world. They fought Iraq. You can look on your phones. A lot of people perished. A lot. Because wars, people die. There's one country. Now, I'm not forgetting about one Yid. We lost lives and we have no extras in our people. Zero. And the reason I asked myself, really, you should go anywhere amongst Yid and we should be in the middle of dancing. Going crazy. We just had one of the great miracles in the history of humanity. In 5,000 years of the world, we just experienced our people, one of the great miracles in history. We should be dancing. We're not because there are 20 Yidden that are hostage right now in Gaza. We're not because there were Yidden that were Nifter. But I want to express there were bombs flying in Eretz Yisrael. If you see the size of these of the weapons that were sent, ballistic missiles knocked down buildings. And the nisim of the lack of damage is craziness, is utter insanity. Now somebody can point, and I certainly want to say I appreciate the soldiers. My wife's brother's in Gaza as a soldier. I appreciate every soldier. The miracles, though, that Hashem gave to our people is unprecedented. There's no countries have more technology, more money, more access, much more damage happens. The miracle to our nation that has gone on, a year ago we were worried any intelligent person, Hezbollah is a huge army. They're right next to Eretz Yisrael. What's going to be? Crazy thoughts. Hezbollah disintegrated, Nisim. Iran, top 20 army in the world. Atomic weapons, Iran blown up, leaders, craziness. Things that don't happen in wars. For one reason, Hashem likes Am Yisrael. It's just true. You know, we learn Hashem Shomer Am Yisrael, protects his people. We learn that Hashem Oyev Am Yisrael, loves his people. It's really true. He's into us. Hashem likes Am Yisrael a lot. It's not cute. It's not some sort of like camp slogan. It's not a good speech. Absorb it to yourself, but Hashem loves me and he loves you, us. Yidden is not like it's you. It's you. A Yid is a big, big deal and a big thing. And Hashem likes Am Yisrael a lot and is very into our people. I have to start with this because it would be weird. We could do question and answers. There's a Parshas Pinchas. My name is Daniel Pinchas. I love the Parsha. There's endless things we could do this morning together. It's Yom Chamishi. We could do a lot of things. Not to be present to the fact that Hashem is into his people. Hashem gave a shir klali, gave a lecture to the entire world that I like Am Yisrael. Much more importantly, he lectured me and you. Not to absorb that would be strange. A person's head's in the sand. Hashem's like crazy into our people. You could ask, what does he see? I look around here, and it's not such a kasha to me. To me, he's into our people. It makes sense. It really does. We're a crazy special people, unique. Loyalist to Hashem. We're a big people, and Hashem's into our people. This year, Am Yisrael has been thinking about the hostages. Two hostages caught my mind. I see the hostage. I see me, and I see you, sir. I see us. I meet a Hasidish Yid in Williamsburg. I see a hostage. It's a Yid. We're one people. I don't like names. I don't fall for these things. There are no names. People invent names. This one's Hasidish, Litvish, Svardish. Those are, it's cute. Stop. Knock it off. A Yid, Yehudi. Yehudi. There's a Yehudi. There's a Yid. There's a Yid. Simple, Yidden. And Hashem made Yidden. And there are two hostages caught my attention. I don't like hearing reports. I don't know what's true, what's not true. I'm talking about my mother met one of them after I got very into her. My mother met her. And there were two hostages specifically. There are many special. I'm not singling out. Two, I just was focused. There's a hostage. His name was Mr. Siegel. Frank was... What? Keith Siegel. Thank you. Thank you for remembering that. It's calling me Frank. Keith Siegel. Keith Siegel was one of the hostages. I heard his daughter Mir was talking about her father, and I heard this from her. And his daughter said that the father didn't say Shema before he went into captivity. He wasn't somebody who said Shema. So you're talking about a Yehud, you didn't know much about what it means to be a Yid. Keith Siegel's daughter said that in captivity, it started like dawning on him, Ani Yehudi, I'm a Yid. And he said, Yesh mashmo'ot liyot Yehudi, it means something to be a Yid. Started like dawning on him, I'm a Yid. He never knew, like a Jew, he's American. He moved to Eretz Yisrael, his wife's Israeli, his kids are Israeli. He didn't know, what does it mean? And it started hitting him in captivity, I'm a Yid, ich bin a Yid, Ani Yehudi. And he was obsessing, but what does it mean? What does it mean to be a Yid? He was watching television and he heard a Yid make a mezainis. A Yid say, Borei minei mezonot. And he lost his mind. He figured it out, Keith. He said to thank Hashem, that's a Yehudi. He's mechaven to a Svas Emes. The Svas Emes says that a Yehudi, the name Yehudi, our name, is we're Maidal Dover Gadol Dover Katan. We're thankers. And Keith Siegel started making a mezainis. Now you have to understand, the man was starving to death. Now we have a fast, it's difficult. Keith Siegel would go weeks eating nothing. His mouth was stuck together and he'd get a little water. Instinctively, the water's in your mouth. Keith Siegel did not touch something, a morsel of food till his lips. He figured it out. Ani Yehudi, he'd make him his onot. Baruch atah Hashem. Elokeinu melech haolam b'rei minei mezonot, and he would take a drink. The Hamas guy, you watch Keith Siegel, lost his mind. That's the only bracha he knew. He didn't know the bracha shakom li'ebedvarei, the only bracha he saw on television. He didn't know another bracha. So he wouldn't put water to his mouth. He'd say, Baruch atah Hashem. He'd get a little food, the man starving to death. Wouldn't touch it till he made a bracha. Then he would eat it. The Hamas guy lost his mind and said to Keith Siegel, Atolo dati, you're not from. Atolo Keith. He became like a Rosh Hashiva, like a Rebbe. He's making a bracha, he's starving to death. Keith, the guy said, I would like to answer. Keith Siegel, I heard Keith Siegel say this, that the Hamas guy said, Atolo dati. I'd like to address the Hamas guy. I want to speak to that jerk. And I want to say to him, Rebbe, you taught me, Dan Kalish. I don't know from and not from. I don't know what that means. You taught me. Ani Yehudi. I'm a Yid. I'm a Yid. Baruch atah Hashem. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bedvarei. I'm a Yid. We thank Hashem. We're thankers. That's who we are. Shakol nehyeh bedvarei. You made such a good drink. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ani Yehudi. I'm a Yid. And Keith Siegel chapped in captivity. Yesh mashmo'ot liyot Yehudi. It means something to be a Yid. Ani Yehudi, I'm a Yid. When Keith Siegel got out of captivity, it was an Erev Shabbos. His daughter said to him, Abba, whatever you want Shabbos, we'll make for you. You want a steak, we'll grill you a steak. You want schnitzel, I'll fry it for you, I'll bake it for you. You want ugot, chalot, whatever you want, Dad, I'll make you. Keith Siegel said to his wife and children, I heard this from his daughter. Said, Ani rotze shnei dvarim, I want two things. Ani rotze kippah, the kos. I want to make kiddush for my family. Keith Siegel said, I want two things. Shnei dvarim, rak shnei dvarim, Ani rotze. Ani rotze kippah, the kos. I want to make kiddush. I'm Yehudi, I'm a Yid. I'm a Yid, I want to make kiddush for my family. I'm a Yid. That's the awakening that our people have had. I have an awakening. I'm a Yid. I'm a Yid. I'm studying what it means to be a Yid. It's a good start. Keith Siegel, that brilliant man, figured it out. Thanking Hashem is a very strong starting point. Ani Yehudi, I'm a Yid. So I want to say in the first introduction to everybody here, we're in crazy times. And Hashem has said to the world, and most importantly to you and I, that I'm into my people. I love them. And anybody could study it. If somebody could have a pshat, study any war in the world. It doesn't happen what happens to Eretz Yisrael. You don't fight a 20th strongest army in the world who's raining ballistic missiles down. I don't care what technology and how smart you are. It's not what happens in wars. And the master of the universe likes his people. Is a Shomer Amo Yisrael, is the guardian of the Jewish nation. His people. We're Hashem's people. Anachnu Amoy. We're in a 3 weeks. We were thinking about our people. We're thinking about the state of our people. And there's what to mourn and what to think about. But there's also what to celebrate. I have another topic I want to talk about, unrelated, but if you think we're going to not sing about this, I'm not willing to be weird. So what I want to do with the Chevra, if you don't mind, I'm going to talk about another topic, but in the last 200 years, the person I know of most in the last 200-300 years who was into Am Yisrael, who loved our people, was Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. He loved Am Yisrael. He was into a Yid, was like a big thing by him. I ask you to bring it to your life, firstly on yourself. I'm a Yid, it's a big thing. On me, I'm a Yid, it's a big thing. On yourself, you're a Yid, you're a Yehudi, it's a big thing. You have a light that's meant to shine from one end of the world to the other. We're Yehudi. Mendy, your mama wants you, Mendy. Please. So, understand you're a Yehudi, you're a Yid, it's a big thing. Mendy's a big thing, he's a Yid, a big thing. A very big thing, understand that. See it in others. See it in others. See others. See each other. A Yehudi is a big thing. So I wanna use, the Berditchever has a song. Bechev, we know the song. If we could sing together the Berditchever, Levi Yitzchak's song, I want to celebrate. There's no words to it, so a person can think what they want. I normally like singing this song and praying for eyes to see good in Yidden. To see good in myself and in others, a Yehudi, a Yid is a big thing. So Reb Levi Yitzchak, who had massive eyes, he saw a Yid. He was blown away. He would meet a Yid, he'd lose his mind. He was intimidated from Yidden. So that could be a prayer, but I also want to celebrate our beautiful people and the kindness that Hashem has to our people. So if anybody could join me, if we could sing the Berditchever. If you don't want to join, you're stuck listening to me. It's not a smart idea. If you could join in and sing, I think it'll be worthwhile, simply to celebrate Hashem's into his people, Am Yisrael. So if we could sing the Berditchever, and then there may be another song, then we'll talk about other things.
Da 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 da
Thank you, Chevra. Such a group should sing the Bar-Ditcher. We're singing anyway. A precious Yidden are. We might as well sing a song. I want to share something and to go switch topics. And I want to share something that's on my mind a lot now, and I want to share it with you. I was zeicher to come here last year, and it was my first time in Camp Levi. I was amazed by the Yidden here, and I really appreciate the people that are here. I'm coming back this year, having gone through, it's been with challenges in Olam HaNisayon, and I want to tell you about my father. My father passed away this year, and I'd like to share a specific light about my father. I want to tell you a little bit about him, if I can, but I want to bring out a specific light that I think will be relevant to us all. It's a light that he's shown on this world that I want to share with you about him. To tell you a little about my father went what today is called Hafter. My father went to Hailai. What today is Hafter, that's where my father went to school. My grandmother was an amazing person. She was a lover of our people, loved Am Yisrael. My grandmother went to public school. His mother went to public school. My grandfather left yeshiva at the age of 13. And my father went to Hafter yeshiva. What was then, it was called Hailai at the time, what today became Hafter. My mother, should live and be well, my mother went to Central. And my parents each decided at young ages. My father was a teenager and it wasn't in his world. This wasn't what his friends were doing. To bring it out, when my father graduated high school, there were 50 boys in his class. Two boys learned for a year after 12th grade. Two boys. It's not like today, gap year, everybody goes to learn. It wasn't there. Two boys. By a year after high school, only one boy, he was learning. The rest of the class was no longer learning. My father made a decision as a teenager, I want to learn Torah. My mother, in her world, that wasn't what was done, she said, I want a life of Torah. I want a husband who learns Torah. She was going out with doctors, wonderful people. She decided this wasn't in her world. People around her thought she wants somebody who learns Torah. She asked my father on their first date, how many hours do you learn a day? So that's a personal question. She wanted somebody learning Torah. My father spent his lifetime learning and teaching Torah. My father finished Shas more than 40 times. He knew Shas like I know my name, Bi'iyun. You wouldn't catch him, not just in Shas, Rishonim, Achronim. I like to say for Ktzais, you couldn't catch my father on a Ktzais. His knowledge was breathtaking. He knew Rambam cover to cover, backwards, forwards. He knew the Ar Sameach on Rambams. He knew Rev Shach, Davi, Ezri. He was a serious learner who taught Torah. His schedule when he was an old man, his schedule was wild. He was learning 7 blot of Gemara a day, finishing Shas every year. He was giving a Daf Yomi every day. He was the Rosh Kol of a Kol. There were guys in the yeshiva in his Kol. He was a Rosh Yeshiva of a Svardi yeshiva, saying she every day. He was raising crazy amounts for tzedakah, never missing minyanim. He was a very driven person in Ruchnius, very serious. He taught Torah. He said many shiurim a week. My father learned Torah and taught Torah. My parents, they were a partnership. My father learned Torah and taught Torah. Serious teacher of Torah. He loved learning with Yidden. If he would be here every Yid, he had tremendous Avas Yisrael. He learned with Yidden. He said many, many shiurim. My father learned and taught Torah. What I want to share about him is that he liked this world a lot. My father was an excellent athlete. He was a very good tennis player. He played till the end very well. My father loved water sports. My father loved white water. His motto was, if it ain't dangerous, it ain't fun. He liked white water rafting, but not mild. No light stuff. The Delaware wasn't his type. It has to be crazy. He brought my wife, myself, my kids to one particular place. We were 10 people on one of his rafts that he owned. The entire raft flipped over. You can't imagine these rapids. 10 people were thrown in the air and thrown on our heads. My wife swore her motto was not, if it ain't dangerous, it ain't fun. She said, we're never going, and we never went again in our lives. That was our last rafting trip with my father. But my father was into white water rafting. My father liked skiing. Till then, took his kilo skiing. He was a very good skier. Now, what I want to tell you is he loved this world. I never met somebody in my life who liked this world like my father. He liked this world a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. Hashem's world was beautiful. And what was so cool about his soul, he knew what we were about. He knew our point, and the world was not a contradiction. He liked this world. Good tennis game, but it was used right. He used the world right. Hashem's beautiful world. Rapids, he used Hashem's world. It was a great place for the servant. He never forgot the point. Who we are, he was an Eved Hashem, fiery. Learned the hours a day when he was old. In a month, I couldn't do what my father would do in one day as an old man. He was fire. It's interesting, usually an old person, I'm not exaggerating a word, an old person, usually you want to tell people, when he was young, the Talmidim who had my father at 78 saw a young man, saw a 30-year-old. He was playing tennis, he brought them skiing, he was fire, fire. His day was crazy. So I want to say as follows. My father brought a light to the world that Hashem made a beautiful world. There's a Messiah Sisharim. He loved to say from Messiah Sisharim. The Messiah Sisharim describes that the first glance, the world's full of challenges. It's an Olam HaNisayon, and everything's challenges. That's the cursory glance at the world, an initial glance. So many challenges, Nisyonot, challenges. But he says, if you look deeper at the world, you'll see a beautiful place that's meant to serve man. I'm going to tell you an extreme story. My father was not an extreme type. I'm only bringing something out. Remember this only as an old man. My father didn't miss minyanim. Shachris mincha meir. I miss in a month more minyanim than he missed in 50 years. My father didn't miss minyanim. He was a very disciplined person. Now, my father liked sports, so that he didn't listen or follow. He played tennis, but Aaron Judge was chasing some home run record. My father was driving to yeshiva. It wasn't past him to turn on, to hear, and he listened to the radio. He pulled up to Meiriv, and he thought he had another 2 minutes, and he listened to Aaron Judge's at-bat, and he missed Baruch Hu. My father said, I'm never listening to sports the rest of my life. Done. He never listened to sports again the rest of his life. Now, I'm only bringing that out. He was not an extreme person. He was old when that happened. I'm only bringing out, he liked the world, but he knew, like, place for things. No, it's not instead of Meiriv. I have a Meiriv. So, Geshmak, things were in their place. There was, like, a place, a time. He loved a good ball game. He loved playing, watching, seeing. He watched us play, his kids, his grandchildren. He appreciated the world. Now, here's what I want to tell everybody here, a remarkable thing. I want you to hear this. Reb Yisrael Salanter has a line that's a very good line to remember for life. I think everybody should memorize it. Reb Yisrael Salanter, the great Baal Musar, said that Yenim's Gashmias, somebody else's Gashmias, somebody else's physicality is your spirituality. Yenim's Gashmias is Ayur Aruchnias. Somebody else's physical state is your spiritual state. Which is a beautiful line. Somebody else's Gashmias. My kids are counselors in the summer. To me, it's passion. If you're refing a game, you put everything you got into it. It's very important to me. It's somebody's basketball game, somebody's football game, somebody's pickleball game. You ref, you bring it, somebody else's game, to make sure they have a good game. Somebody else's Gashmias is your Ruchnias. That's a big thing. Somebody else should have a good ice cream. Somebody's serving, a waitress in camp, a waiter is a big thing. You're serving food to people, it's a big thing. It's a very big thing. To give somebody else's Gashmias is your Ruchnias. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said. I want to say a line that I saw in my father, Arenika Paras Mishkave. I want to say a line what I saw in my father. And please listen to this line because it's true. I want to say, there's a pasuk, it says, Avram Avinu bought a field, Vatakam stay Ephron. The field got a tkum at an elevation. The field was elevated. I never really bothered, what does that mean? The field's elevated because Avram bought it. I'd like to say to everybody here, my father's gashmius, his physical thing became everybody who was around him's ruchnius. My father was into skiing, and how many people are closer to God because of my father skiing? Thousands of people went skiing with my dad. Now, he wasn't skiing to help others. He liked helping others. His life was service of Hashem. But a servant of Hashem engages in Hashem's world. Those things become eternal, the physical things. My father went whitewater rafting. You know how many people, you know how many almanai, single women who went with my parents whitewater rafting, relatives, cousins, people with challenges? Thousands of people went whitewater rafting with my dad. You know how many people are frumer because of my father's whitewater rafting? He played tennis. You know how many people grew from his tennis? My father's gashmius became our ruchnius. And I want to say to everybody here that Hashem made a beautiful world. You're sitting in camp. Here will I gather in the middle of all the activities and was sitting down to like study a little Torah. The world's a beautiful place. It's not all. It's not like meant to challenge. It's meant Hashem created the world for the human being who serves Hashem and in sincerity enjoys Hashem's world and makes a bracha and thanks Hashem. My father enjoyed a nice barbecue, a good steak, and he enjoyed it. And he was so present to it and thankful to Hashem. You know how many people are closer to Hashem from his barbecues? He grilled a good chicken. You know how many people are closer? I want to tell you, when I was called, I was in yeshiva on Maitse Shabbos. Let's say 6:35, I get a call that your father's number's dropped, he's leaving this world. 6:35, me and my siblings are called. 6:35. Do you know what exactly 6:35, to the minute, my father, my parents live on the block of the shul. It's in Lawrence, my parents' house and the shul. Do you know the lights went out in the shul, my parents' house, and every house in between at 6:35 when my father left the world? All the lights went out. In his shul that he was rav of, in his house, and all the houses between his house and the shul. All the lights, a fact. If you want to check it out, the deputy mayor of Lawrence is Aaron Felder, my childhood friend. At 6:35, the lights go, he's the mayor of Lawrence. He calls up the electric company, why the lights out? They said, we'll check. They said, it's inexplicable. It makes no sense. Now, I'm saying it's a crazy thing. He passed and the lights went out. My siblings and I, like, yawned. We weren't surprised. We knew the physical world would express his departure because he was into the world. Now, Hashem's world was special and the world mourned with him. What I want to share with everybody here is this light that my father brought to us was a light that Hashem's world is wonderful. It's a wonderful world of wonderful activities and people could play sports. Just remember who you are, what our point is. Remember we're here, we're Avdei Hashem, to thank Hashem, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to learn Hashem's Torah, to daven, to express our neshamas, to express the light that each of us uniquely have. Remember your light and the expression of your light. Oh, and the world's a great place meant for a person in Hashem's kindness to enjoy, to appreciate, to have yeshiva das, that allow him to appreciate Hashem. My father was a light, and there are other lights in the world. There were big tzaddikim who separated from the world. My father enjoyed this world and taught us that it's a beautiful world. Hashem's water, Hashem's is a beautiful world, and a person who got it, that wasn't confusing to him who we are, was able to use the world. When I see guys in yeshiva with phones and looking at TikTok and the like, I'm not afraid they'll be removed from ruchnius. I'm saddened that they don't know what gashmius is. There are people who have no clue. I saw a yid who knew what gashmius was. My father liked this world. He enjoyed it. Wasn't searching for other stuff. He used what he had, appreciated. He wasn't. People are searching for that thrill. There was a person who knew I'm an Eved Hashem. Then he used it. My father had a tennis partner he played for years with. So the guy told him that you should see Alcaraz, you should see professional tennis. I'll show you, and invited him over. And my father wasn't against somebody watching professional tennis. He said, no, I have a full schedule. I have tennis that I play my own game. And he would have liked it. But there was a certain, like, he wasn't just running around wild looking. He enjoyed Hashem's world. He enjoyed Hashem's world tremendously. So I wanted to share with everybody here this light. It's a light I'm thinking about a lot this year. And coming to a camp, a place of fun, I'm watching Rav Shuan run a program and there's sports and things running. That's wonderful. My father loves seeing Jewish youth, like running around, shooting hoops. Such cool things can happen. You can compliment the next person. People bond and connect. Yidden coming together is wonderful. Yidden enjoying each other, celebrating together is wonderful. Just remember, Ani Yehudi, I'm a Yid. I have a light to shine. I have a neshama, and I have a light to shine to the world. And I saw a Yid who knew who he was and knew the point. It wasn't bad. His mission was to learn Torah and teach Torah. From that space, he liked enjoyed Hashem's world in such a wonderful way, and Hashem's world was so appreciated. So I want to share that Kiddush Shemayim with everybody here. And that's the second topic that I wanted to share with everybody here. Enjoy your summer. Plug in, enjoy the friendship here, enjoy the ball games, enjoy the togetherness. Make sure somebody else enjoys the game as well. And just remember who we are, we're Yehudim. We're the thankers, we're the people of Hashem. Don't forget who we are. So that's the second topic I wanted to share with everybody here. If people want, I do want to sing another song, but if anybody here wants, I would love questions. I don't say I have the answers. I certainly don't, but I like questions. So maybe for a few minutes, it's late. Do we have more time, Mayor?
I think if you want to leave it.
Okay, so if we have more time, I want to sing a song. I'll tell you what song I want to sing. The song I want to sing, the tune is from... Do we have time for questions after? So the tune is from the Baal HaTanya. The words are from Hallel. They're important words to all our nation. We're capable of absorbing... It's funny, when I say that it was a difficult year, it was a very beautiful year. I want to say that we're capable, human beings, of absorbing the kindness of Hashem. Keliyata Vaideka, I feel the kindness of Hashem. The remarkable kindness that surrounds us. Keliyata Vaideka, Keliyata, you're my God, Vaideka, I thank you. I absorb their kindness. Eloikei, all the while, it's not lost on us, Midas Adin, there's challenges in this world. Not everything do we understand. Eloikai, whenever it says Eloikim, refers as one Hashem, but Hashem's hanhaga, the way he's acting towards us. I absorb your kindness all the while being present, Eloikai. Sometimes Hashem, I don't understand. I don't get it. I even get upset at Hashem sometimes. I don't get it. Why? But I roim Mecca. Ultimately, I come. I know you love us, and I'm roiming you. I say, Hashem, I have faith. You're smarter than me. And a Yid is capable of both things. So I want to sing this song with you. While we're celebrating Hashem's kindness to his people, there are Yidden, there are soldiers who are in Iftar. There are people who they're hostages. We're not lost. Both aspects were present to. Keliyata Vaideka, absorbing the kindness of Hashem. Eloikai Raimeka. We're in the 3 weeks. It's not lost on us, the difficulties privately that each of us have. We cry over them. We feel and cry over the difficulties, all the while absorbing the kindness of Hashem. So if we could sing, if everybody could join me to sing the tune from the Baal HaTanya, if we could sing, then we'll open it up for questions, to talk about questions.
Yeah.
Question, is a person allowed to be jealous? What's your name?
Isaac.
Isaac, nice to meet you. Is somebody allowed to be jealous?
I think only in the sport. You're allowed to be jealous in the sport.
Let's say a guy's a good ball player and you're jealous of him being a good ball player. You're allowed to be jealous.
I don't know. I don't think so.
What's your name?
Nava.
Nava. Is a person allowed to be jealous, Nava? Envy. You're allowed to be envious? I like, Nava says you're allowed to be envious. I like that you say that. My friend's daughter came home from school, and she said to her dad, right, Silverman's daughter, she said to her dad, Mora said you're not allowed to be jealous. She's not right, right? His daughter asked to bomb Kasha. She's 5 years old. She had a bomb Kasha. I had a Kasha. We all get, is that, I don't think there's a person in this room who doesn't get jealous. But the Torah says it's an isser in the Torah to get jealous. But we Hashem made us, we get jealous. Uh-oh. I'll tell you a dangerous thing. We tell little kids, usser to be jealous. You know, little kids do. I did this to myself. I shame myself for being jealous and I just deny the feeling. I'm not jealous. But I'm jealous. I could shame it to the end of the day, but we get jealous. I can ignore it. We're all good at that. We'll just say we're not. Don't tell anybody. So that's what Hashem meant by Sachmaid. Don't tell anybody. But I'm jealous. And Hashem made me. You made me. Don't be jealous. But I am. So I could shame it and sort of deny it to myself and not tell others. But let's say I'm jealous. I make it uncomfortable here? It's a good question, huh? Is that a fair question? What's your name?
Lila.
Lila? Excellent. Honor to meet you.
I think you're allowed to feel jealous and accept the emotions, but you shouldn't act on it. Like, you shouldn't go through in someone's life and you're jealous.
Well, so feel it and don't act on it. Funny, there's two isurim. On one, the Rambam says, like Lila, Leisachmai, that only if you do things, if you don't act on it, you're fine. The words, there's a style of learning Torah called the Pashtanim, where you learn the Torah simply, what it says, the words, one of the Ten Commandments, one of the Aseres Adibras, is Leisachmai, not to be jealous, not to be envious, as you said. So Lila's right, certainly don't act on it, but let's say I'm jealous. The guys in yeshiva taught me to be more honest. I ignored to a large part my inner world till I met guys in yeshiva. I was rooted, do, action, and the guys taught me, and the kids of today are wildly pneumistic, are very internal. My own children are very internal. People here are pneumis. I see Lila pneumis. So Lila, inside, if I get a letter, I have no right to be called rabbi. You all should say Dan. But at the end of the day, guys say Rabbi, Rebbe. If I get a letter that says Mr. Daniel Kalish, do I mind? Absolutely. I want to not mind, but I do mind. It bothers me. Now, if I get Rabbi Kalish, I don't celebrate. But then a letter comes in from somebody who doesn't know, Mr. and Mrs. Daniel Kalish. Do you know I like that it bothers me? Hashem made me, and it's like weird. I should be embarrassed. I'm not so embarrassed. I have much fun of your things. It bothers me. This guy in front, the beard, it should be like, come on, you child, come on. I love our humanness. And you know what you do? You go on a walk. I like when it bothers me because I go on a walk and I ask myself, what do you want, Daniel? It's a very good thing. You get good places. Do you know jealousy could be the best Rebbe you ever had in your life? If you're jealous, go on a walk. Think about things. You get crazy places when you're jealous. What Hashem wants is us to learn things and bring it into our body. Leisach might says, do something about it if you're jealous. Now the goal is, and as we're working on ourselves, we talk back to it. I go on a walk. And I learn that Hashem has limitless. There's a chazal, Ein adam negeh mashemuchem l'chaveri kemol einima. I have what I'm supposed to have, you have what you're supposed to have, and each one is made with the shleimus to be the craziest light to shine from one end of the world to the other. And I have what I need what I have. How are you supposed to learn that? You only learn it when you have feelings of jealousy, you go on a walk. People say, I tried it, and I'm still jealous. Why are you asking your Rebbe to leave so fast? Then Rebbe's still here. Go weiter on another walk. Excellent. Such a good thing. You learn the best things when you're honest. I have a weird chiddush. Hashem made us right. Hashem made us right. He really did. Are there any questions? Questions are good. See, that question maybe even helped us. What's your name?
Gabriella.
Gabriella, I'm honored to meet you, Gabriella. From where, Gabriella?
Originally New York, but
now I'm
in Florida.
Wow, we are in Florida?
Florida.
Fantastic. Okay, nice to meet you, Gabriella. Is this your first year in Lavi? Wow, a vet. 8 years. I see why you keep coming back. Fantastic, fantastic. Yes.
I'd like to follow up on what you're saying about jealousy. What if you don't
That's interesting. I want to hear, Gabriella wants to know if somebody's jealous, somebody's playing basketball, so practice more basketball. Would that be wrong? I'm not thinking about the answer yet. I want to discuss the internal conversation. I care about that. Let's go through the conversation. She's so good at basketball. Hey. So what's the internal conversation that I would say... Take me through what the person says to themselves.
You could go on to that. So I got it. A person so good at basketball, I would say, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could be as good as them in basketball. So that would
be. Can I be as good as them?
Yes.
Can I? If I practice, I'll be as good as them. Kobe, if I. I like that conversation within has to be honest. So I want to, could I be as good as them? Could any person, what?
If you're putting on that wholesome, it's so, so good.
Even another girl, if I have another guy and I say, I want to be like him, but I don't know if I could be like him. Maybe. If I practice for sure, I could be. What I get at is have a real internal conversation. I think we get the coolest places from the internal conversation. If it led a person to say, yeah, I also could be a good ball player if I practice. I think that's amazing. So the jealousy caused the whole discussion. If the end of the discussion is, I could do cool things, that's great. So the discussion has to be played out. I think people can do crazy stuff. Jealousy, Hashem built us right. That's my chiddush. What I want to say, and if we're not afraid of things we feel, we actually can get places, like real places, like real places. Don't be so afraid. There's a place, there's a space, there's a conversation. You can get cool places from it. So what does Leisach mean? The end place shouldn't be jealousy. If I'm just stuck with jealousy, usually the answer there is when you ignore it. It's very dangerous to shame your kids. Don't say objectively that jealousy is us or is forbidden. It's dangerous. Because I'm not supposed to be jealous, but then they're going to find a life of jealousy. The isser is to ignore it, not to talk back. Have a conversation with self. So it comes out, probably the isser is to ignore it and not to have the conversation. Part of the conversation will end up somebody will play good ball. I think that would happen. I agree with you. That would be part of it. I could do things also. It ends up, I might be jealous of basketball and end up singing nicely or dancing or doing something else. But I could see it motivating a person. You see, people can be good at things. So I like that. You're right. Yeah. So I like that. You're spot on. Thank you. Thank you, Gabriella. Thank you, Matt. I like that nobody's asking questions. I like that also because you're not shallow people. And a question, I don't want somebody to ask. To me, you know, sometimes I'm driving. I'll tell you a funny story. I was driving three guys in yeshiva somewhere, and they were cursing in the back seat. Now, were they acting appropriately? Not. They were being teens. They were appropriate for their age, for what was going on. They were struggling in the back seat. And I was thinking to myself, I love honesty. I would rather they were cursing in the back seat than playing the Rebbe thing. Rebbe, I'm like asking a forced question. I'm not making fun of asking forced questions. That's beautiful also as a place. But I like that if it's a forced question, why would I ask it? And the real question, who said I deserve to hear your real question? But I want to say to everybody here is don't be afraid of friction. Don't be afraid of your questions. If you're learning and you say, I find this boring, that's a very good question. That's a cool friction. Friction, you get crazy places from friction. Crazy. If you don't like Yidden, some guy came and said, Yidden are amazing. See, I don't find them amazing. I love that. I like that friction. That's wonderful. Don't be afraid of friction. You get places from there. What's your name?
Daniel.
Daniel, fellow Daniels. From where, Daniel?
Englewood,
excellent. I was born in New Jersey too. Two Daniels from New Jersey. Where do you learn, Daniel?
I learned University.
Fantastic. I love that place. I spoke to Akiva Prager today about coming there, Ellen. What do you do in Camp Lavi?
I'm assistant director.
Amazing. You look like you're a good one. Good. Good, good, excellent. How long, many years have you been here? First year. Okay. Okay, excellent. Be matzliach.
Very good.
Wow, what a question. Who here, I'm curious by hands, who here thinks there's more chutzpah today as opposed to 30 years ago, that there's more chutzpah in the world? Are kids more chutzpahdik today than 30 years ago? Hands. If the answer is yes, hands. Okay. First, I don't want to go with the premise. I think kids are the best ever today. I'm like, the kids of today have changed my life. My kids will say things to me. Sean, will your kids say things? Your kids, I met Sean's kids. They are incredible kids. Well, I met his oldest daughter to Mendy. They are good kids. I want to know from his father's here also. Could I ask a question, Rabbi Steinmetz?
Yeah.
Sean, an honest question in front of Dad, I would answer in front of my father. Would your kids say things to you that you would have never said to Dad? Yes. My kids would say things to me I would never say to Dad. I want to say something in front of a father. I'm not playing baloney. And I love my parents, my father. Anything I have is from my dad and my mom. Anything. What I have belongs to them. Anything. I was not open with my parents. That's not the world we lived in. I did not share my insecurities, my people-pleasing tendencies. I wasn't aware, I wasn't in touch with my own inner story and didn't share it with my parents. That wasn't the world we lived in. My children share the deepest secrets with me. We live in an incredibly honest generation and a very pnimiyistic generation. The Gemara says that the footsteps of Mashiach, ikbis of the Mashiach, chutzpah yaski, there's going to be a proliferation of chutzpah. It's not saying a bad thing, because it calls it the footsteps of the Messiah. Why is chutzpah, well, the footsteps of Mashiach? Because kids are going to be more honest. There's an honesty today. There's a pnimius. We behaved. Kids are meant to be, you should see them, not hear from them, and say the right thing. Kids today don't say the right thing. That's not what they're doing. There are people pleasers. Kids today are very honest, straightforward. There's an honesty. There's a beautiful honesty. It's footsteps of a Mashiach. We were in a world, just do it. I don't get it. You go to prayers. What's with these kids? He's talking by prayer. Prayer is a very hard thing. There's a chutzpah. I'll tell you a story. Tell you a story. I was walking to shul with a guy in yeshiva who's like one of the most special people I ever met in my life. We're walking to mincha, then I go in to pray, and he turns around and doesn't pray. He's a stand-up, incredible guy. After I daven Shemoneh Esrei, it bothered me. Why didn't he pray? Tefillah B'tzibur, where Jews are praying, pray alone. It's beautiful. And I was bothered. He's a classy guy. And he turned around and he just didn't pray. I'm like, what's with you? So I call him up. I don't talk during, I try not to talk by prayers. I left before Chazar Sashatz. I was too bothered. I couldn't. And I said, please, I need to talk to you, Rebbe. I need to talk to you. I said, you're a classy individual. I need to know why you pray. He first starts hemming on, but I pushed him hard. We're very close. He said, I'll tell you the truth. To talk to God, just to talk? I wasn't ready for that. And he said the following thing. He said he went to his old school and watched prayers forced by kids. And he went to the bathroom and cried for a half hour, bawling tears. These kids are being removed from prayers to Hashem. Now, I'm not saying what to do. Camps are struggling. What do we do? Prayers. How do we keep quiet and decorum all the while? Prayers. Now, kids today struggle with this because it's not just kids that are not willing to be robotic. Now, what we should do, I'm not answering. You have to be quiet by prayers, and it's important to go to prayers, and even if you don't feel it, it's a big thing. Reb Nachman writes a lot. Big things happen even when you don't feel it. We could talk about that. When I eat food, I don't know where to put all the nutrients. I just had caffeine. I have a long trip back. And I don't know where the caffeine's supposed to go to keep me up, but Hashem, I put it in my body and it goes to the right places. Reb Nachman says about prayer, you might be completely asleep. Your soul knows what to do with it. It's like a big thing. So there's what to study and learn. Kids today are very pnimiyistic at Daniel. Very. Kids say things that 30 years ago others wouldn't say. There's a certain authenticity, a certain inner that's coming out. And it's not making fun of old. What the last generation, we stand on their shoulders, my friends. They built everything beautiful we have, your parents and grandparents built. But every generation has its beauty. There's a beauty today. So I see kids. The kids have changed my life. Changing, I'm in middle. I'm trying to learn my inner. I'm trying to be more open and honest to my inner from my children. My 16-year-old daughter, there's so much power in La Vie. The physical thing that the power goes off. This place is mully power. Mully. There's a power here that's like nuts. There's an R in this place. This place is Kulay R. It's Kulay R. If there's like some physical struggle with R, it's only because this place is like... I would imagine all the electric sockets would just blow up from the air that's here. It could be that's what's happening. Could be. But there should just be light in Lavi, continued light in Lavi. But in an honest way, my 16-year-old daughter has changed my life. She's one of my best friends in the world. She's changed my life. When I'm coming up here, I visit her. She's only about 40 minutes from here. She's changed my... She is more sophisticated. I'm 50, she's 16. She's more sophisticated in the pneumistic world. Because kids today are incredibly developed pneumistic. So people, is it chutzpah? It's pretty cool what's going on. It's ikvus of the Mashiach. There's something very pneumistic. So kids are expressing... Rav Shuan said his kids would say things to him. His kids are angels. There's a certain, but they also express like we didn't to our parents, not a knock on our parents. Our parents were perfect. Anything we have is from them. There's a movement towards learning our inner, how things are hitting, not just doing, but how is it hitting you? What are you feeling when you do it? What's going on internally is a tremendous movement. If that expresses in some chutzpah, cool. Meet somebody. I see guys in yeshiva, so I see my kids are so respectful. They'll say things different. They're crazy. They have real respect. In here, real respect. Is that fair, Daniel? Rav Shuan, is fair what I'm saying? I can't see you, but that's my own eyesight.
What's your name?
Talia. Nice to meet you. From where, Talia?
Long Branch.
Picturing that's what the other name right near Long Branch, the Deal.
Yeah,
right. Is that another name for Deal, or
it's like they're right next to each other?
Okay, I wonder that always. Long Branch and Deal, in other words, it's not the same thing, but you live in Long Branch. Honored, how many years are you in La Vie? Also, for you, you fit like me, you just discovered it. Okay, you found some. What do you do here? Excellent. That's fantastic. Yes, Talia.
Like, if Shemal was there, it's a commandment that's like an emotion, but there are different rishonim that comment on it and say, like, learning signs or nature is a way to get to loving Hashem, or like, learning Torah is a way to get to loving Hashem. Is there a way to kind of like do something like that?
What works for you? Let's, before we like move it to jealousy, all of us have a command to love God. To love God. We have a command to love God. How do we do that command to love Hashem? We have a command. It's wild. Love Hashem. To love. We know what love looks like. To really appreciate a friend. To love God. To love Hashem. You know part of the command. It's very good your counselors in camp. Do you know the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Zayin, says the mitzvah is to cause others to love Hashem. The Gemara says on the Pasuk, V'ahavtas Hashem leikecha, sheyehei shem shemayim mishayev al yodcha, cause others to love Hashem. Now, one second. Talia read the Pasuk right. V'ahavtas Hashem leikecha means love Hashem. How does the Gemara say it means to get others to love Hashem? How did the Gemara do that? How did it pull that trick? The Pasuk says love God, and the Gemara translated to get others to love Hashem. I'm confused. Had the Gemara see that from the Pasuk? Does anybody have a pshat in that? The verse said love God, and the Gemara translated get others to love Hashem. Had the Gemara extrapolate, the Pasuk says love God, and the Gemara says get others. What's your name?
Bear,
I'm honored to meet you, Bear. From where? Excellent. How many years are you here, Bear?
30.
Let's go, Chazak already. Fantastic. Bear, what do you think?
When you really love something, part of that love is expressed. It's getting others to love.
The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says like you, Bear. Excellent. You ever had a counselor you liked a lot? You go and you say, Ma, she's amazing. I was like, oh, real? Not Ma, you don't get it. When you like something, you want others to like it as well. It's just what happens. I lived in Eretz Yisrael a number of years. I came back to America. I like malt. I don't drink alcohol. I'm allergic, literally allergic. I break it. So I don't have any alcohol ever. But malt, I liked it. It's non-alcoholic, and I liked it. I came back to America, and I was like fired up about my malt. So only on Shabbos. I won't drink it during the week. I want it like Shabbos special. So I'll have a malt on Shabbos. Now, I want to share it with the guys. I'm like, guys, I get it cold, like freezing malt. And I get like a buffer malt. And the guys, like people were like vomiting. I felt so badly. I was like excited. Hurts. I stopped sharing it. Now I just have the malt myself. It was too painful. But it's a weird thing of liking something is you want others to like it as well. So Bear says, if it says to love Hashem, you have to get others to appreciate it. It means real love. You appreciate something, you want others to appreciate it, and you got to try this. So that's what it means, real love of Hashem. How do we get such real love? Now the picture that somebody's not like doing kiruv and chitzah in a superficial way. You're just madly in love. You're like, I want others to appreciate this also. How do you get to that? Could you imagine if somebody's doing kiruv, they just really like Hashem, and they want others to like feel it too. That, what's the plan? What's our plan for that? This has to. We're not talking about pretend. I love it. I'm talking about inside. I'm talking about alone in a room. I'm like, how do you get there to love Hashem? What's the trick, anybody? How could it be real? Not words. Not you're alone in a room. You're not a schmooze. You're not a kiruv. You're alone in your room, and you really feel appreciation to Hashem. My father, the last week he was talking in his life. He told me, my father, that he has tremendous gratitude. I had a great life. He was completely calm. He was leaving. Completely calm. I said, Abba, I hate when you say this. And I want to live. I want to live longer, but I'm very happy. I'm appreciative to Hashem. I had a great life. He was completely calm. It was crazy in the room. Goyim were in there, were like losing their mind. They never saw anything like it. It was very holy. Calm and appreciative, full of gratitude. He like really appreciated the kindness of Hashem. Where's Talia? Hello, Talia. How are you? Now the lights are on. Okay. Talia said, how does somebody come to love Hashem? I think the best way, Talia, is to feel Hashem's love of us. Because the nature of love is reflective. Kimayim panim al panim. The easiest way to love Hashem is to absorb. He's very interesting. Not a slogan. Not cute. Privately watch your own life. I have watched my own life. Hashem's into me. I've seen it. I've seen crazy things. In your own life, see the kindness of Hashem. See how you're led, who you're led to. Meir has a Rebbe that like this with him. The closeness is crazy. But real. I'm not talking about a forest chill. They love each other. They love each other. I watch his Rebbe is my brother-in-law and a next-door neighbor. I've watched the relationship. His Rebbe's crazy over him. He's crazy over his Rebbe. It's innate how they met, why he came, how everything. Like you watch Hashem, it's like, you're into me. You put me like where I need to be, how I need to be. It's wild. See Hashem's love for you. Find it in your life, and you'll come back to loving him because he's so into you. But you have to really find it. You have to like see it. It takes time. Be patient. But look, open your eyes. Open your eyes. See how you're led, where you're led. Don't take things for granted. Who's the counselor? Who's the person? Where I'm put? How the way Hashem moves our life and brings us places is wild. People who are married, the way Hashem makes shidduchim is crazy. I married off a son, Baruch Hashem. I have a son and daughter-in-law. It's crazy. Shidduchim is like the place, maybe more than anything on earth, matches. How people find there, you lose your... It doesn't make sense. That's like... You know, it says Hashem's mezaveg zivugim. He makes shidduchim. Hashem does everything. What does it mean he makes shidduchim? He does everything. It means that there you could see him the most. It's the easiest. What does it mean Hashem's in the Beis HaMikdash? He's everywhere. He's here. He's there. When he's in the Beis HaMikdash, it means it's the easiest to find him. He's the most apparent. He makes shidduchim, and shidduchim, you could lose your mind. There's no, like, I have a son dating, there's no effort, there's no ishtadlus, let's find his shidduch, find a mate for him. You're joking, you're making a joke. You do some things, there are efforts in the world, parnasa, there's normal efforts that make sense. Of course it's Hashem. But he built the world, if you need Money, there's ways to do it. If a person, health, there are ways to do it. Of course it's Hashem. But he built the world as a normal. Your partner in life is like, there's nothing normal. It like happens. Like worlds move and two people are together. Worlds move. My wife, it's not a normal story. It's never normal. You see Hashem's into you and happens naturally. He's like, you like me. You absorb his love and you love him back. That's what I would say with Avas Hashem, how to acquire the emotion practically. Find his love for you, and then you can't help but love him back. But you have to find it, it's there. It's in front of us. We just take too much for granted. I recently had a shoulder injury, and I was in a lot of pain for a month, and I was very angry at Hashem. I was very angry. I was in pain. I was angry at him. I found crazy gratitude, because I started thinking. Started that conversation myself. I haven't really thanked you for a lot of stuff. I started like appreciating like the amount of blessings from anger. I came to tremendous appreciation. Then once I appreciate it, so I'm just like, I really appreciate you. You're like, do a lot. I take it for granted. So we have to find real ways, practical ways of appreciating the kindness of Hashem, and then we could love him back. Real. Real, it just is into us, and then it's like natural, we'll flow naturally. What's your name?
Ben,
honored to meet you. From where? Nice to meet you. My daughter was from Chicago. I became a Windy City gay. Ben, how many years have you been in Lavi? You also just discovered it. What are you doing here? Excellent. Very important. I push guys in yeshiva, my own kids. I want them to be counselors again. Give back, see people, take care, be kind. Excellent. How many weeks now have you been a counselor? How many weeks have you been a counselor? Could I ask, is this mean, Ben looks very intelligent. Does this mean, Sean, I want to know, but we could sing a song first, Ben. Could I hear one thing you've learned from the 3 weeks of being a counselor? It's a little mean. Is this too mean, Mayor? You've been a counselor 3 weeks. I'm curious, and you're allowed to say no. We're all human, and you don't owe us to share. But could I ask, I want to know, 3 weeks of counsel, do you feel there's one thing I've, like, learned or seen that's been, like, interesting? That's cool. I like that you say that, Ben. You'll see one day with your own children, it brings out things we want to work on. That's cool. Kids like the word expose us. We're all very human. That's cool. There was a guy in yeshiva who I didn't always have the patience I should have for him. And the last night of yeshiva, about 3 a.m, in front of 200 people, he said his story of his life. Then my jaw dropped. We don't know people, and I my jaw dropped. I've been schmoozing with him since. I love him. He's like my favorite person in the world. People are cool. People have a lot. People have a lot. Every kid in the bunk, they're worlds from that kid. They're worlds. Like, there's a light from one end of the world to the other. So you learn patience. That's cool. Okay, I asked you a question. You could ask also.
So, the story talks about Rosh Hashanah. When they spar about it, it sounds very severe.
What does it look like not speaking Lashon Hara? Are you supposed to bite your lip? We'll all have like puffy Jews all over, have like puffy lips. Well, the my wife told me for 10 years, I have the juiciest piece of Lashon Hara. I'm dying to tell you, and I won't tell you. For 10 years, I never heard it. I've heard it for the first 10 years of marriage. I've never heard her even say now, so she never said it. She said, it's so juicy, I want to tell you. So what do? You bite your lip? Like, what does it look like? What does that look like, not speaking Lashon Hara? We're all supposed to, what is happening? What's Hashem want from us? What's this Isser Lashnar? Don't rip somebody. It's so juicy, and people have like really crazy stuff. I'd love to tell you, like, such a good thing. What is that? What does Hashem say? What does He want from us? What is it? My father's friend for 60 years got up at his funeral. My father's friend's an honest person. Got up at his funeral. He said, we're friends 60 years. We're both fellow Rabbanim. We dealt with political stuff. They taught the yeshiva together. Things happened. He said, 60 years. I want to say publicly, he was in front of an Aron Kodesh. He said, I never heard a word of Lashon Hara from him. So what is that? What is that? What does that look like? A Yid, I want us the truth, Ben, and we all struggle and have mistakes. What a Yid is, the MS, it's not a forced chill, like, don't say bad on somebody. We are so missing the boat when we knock somebody. The MS of whatever Yid is so crazy. Could you imagine somebody you're nuts over and somebody like knocks? If somebody would say a bad thing about my dad's a light from one end of the world. You knock him like, you just don't get it. Lashon Hara on a Yid, you're like clueless. You're clueless. You know what I mean? Unklis calls Lashon Hara Shema Shav, which Unklis says Shema the Shekri. He calls it a lie. But why is it a lie? It's the truth. The guy stole. The girl said Lashon Hara. She did this improper. It's called a lie by Unklis. If we knew what it meant to Yid, the real sogi of Lashon Hara is to be dazzled by a Yid. When you're blown away by Yid, I'm very impressed with Evshon. If somebody would tell me a negative thing, I would just say, you don't have eyes. The Barditchever saw a Yid, and if you told him negative, you're blind, you're stupid. Lashon Hara is not, don't be a frummy, don't speak Lashon Hara, be a truthful person. It's not, it's good eyes. Just get better. And the best thing is see good in yourself. When we rip others, we just don't see. If we saw ourselves, we're a crazy light. Crazy. Crazy. Each person is like nuts. If you see a person like nuts, to knock them is like silly. You'll see with your own kids one day. I love my kids. A dozen people are human. The humanness. It's human. Kids? I'm kidding. You're missing the boat. You missed it. It's funny. People go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm like, what's the big deal? The car is like it. So you don't have eyes to see Eretz Yisrael. Not everybody has eyes. When you knock a Yid, you're just clueless. You don't see it. You don't see what I see. Ben, if somebody sees somebody who's crazy good looking, the best looking guy in the world you ever saw, says, well, you know, the person has a piece of dandruff. I hear. You're so, like, you don't see. Lashon Hara is not a frum thing. It's not biting the tongue. Hashem's really calling us to see, to open our eyes, to see. To see another, we have to see ourselves. That's the main thing. If we don't see ourselves good, it blocks us from seeing others. We have to see it in ourselves. We are crazy. Real. People know themselves. They know they're humanists. We're all very human. Flawed stuff, all different things, but we're like, we have a huge light, like a crazy light. When we're in touch with that light, you can see it in others. Then Lashon Hara is like, you just missed the mark. Remind me your first name?
Joey.
I shouldn't forget. Thank you, Joey. How many years in Levi? Fourth year. Excellent. Okay, you found something good and you're sticking with it. I want to, it's a good question, there's plenty of places to go. I want to say that becoming a big person is not a forced chill. Don't force things, accept yourself. Don't force things. I want to say, I describe, my father was a big person, he was very normal. Very normal person, like I lived with him. I described, he was not a forced chill. His schedule and his learning day was nuts. He was a chilled person. Yet his schedule was crazy. He was a very unusual masma. Typically, you see a masma, you see somebody who's like an intense thing. A very forced chill. Kids of today hate a forced chill. When I say a forced chill, I don't mean you have to do things. I'm not talking about that. A forced chill. Guys here, the guys in yeshiva, the biggest thing they don't like is a forced chill. If we make something, there's a guy, Avi Beitler, a friend of mine, we go places together. Since Simchas Torah, we've traveled to hundreds of thousands of Yidden. Tens of them, probably hundreds of thousands. If it's too intense, he's like, Rebbe, that was too intense. He means it was a forced chill. We could be comfortably ourselves, and Hashem built us right, and be close to Hashem. Growth does not have to be something like, I'm not me, and I try to like from out. I don't like the word a flip out. It's not it. It's not it. Comfortably, from a very comfortable place. My father was so normal. So normal, he was comfortably big. He found a real meaning to Torah. I want my kids, their relationship to Torah is not like a frummed out thing. I want you to learn and find in learning, Joey, things that you shake your head and you like. This is truth. I want you to find people, even a Rebbe. Meir found a Rebbe. It's not like an external Rebbe. No. Alone in his room, he met a Yid, and he's like, I davened for many years. My Rebbe is a very big person. He passed away this year. I could talk about him for a long time. And I davened for a long time that Hashem, I need a Rebbe. I need somebody in my life. And Hashem sent somebody last summer. I'm going to be together again with this summer coming this week. It's not like an external thing. I meet him and I watch his behavior and I'll shake my head. That's what I was looking for. It's not fake. It's not a show. It's not an external. I say to anybody growing, find things that are real by you. Alone in your room, you're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And if something doesn't feel comfortable, ask the question. It's, and there's something off. If you see anything in Ruchnis, it doesn't feel right. That's very strong. That's, don't shy from a question. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel true. Don't ask, that's a very strong question. Hashem built us right. We can work through and we can find things that are crazy meaningful to us and something deep in our soul that's true, that's emes. That's what I would say, Joey, to find things that are true, that mean something to us, that are very precious and valuable. And then that's what I would say. Is that fair, Mayor? I think the behavior here is like way too good. Somebody scream, make trouble, like say, Kalish, be quiet. It's always, what's going on here, Sean? Amazing. Bring Mashiach, a little chutzpah, let's go. Like somebody.
He's like, his hand went right up. He's like, Kalish. Yes, what's your name? Yeah. Aiden. Yeah. Beautiful name. Aiden, from where, Aiden?
From the 5 towns.
Excellent. Where in the 5 towns?
North from there.
Excellent.
Not exactly the 5 towns.
Excellent. I know Northwood. Some call it Valley Stream, but it's 5 towns. Yeah. I was at somebody's house in Northwood near West Chaim Stern. I was at his house. There's the last question. I don't want anybody to have to. The last, but not that we could go all night. I just want everybody to go play ball. Go. There's activities here. Aiden.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.